Well, good evening. Go ahead and turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 through 42. That's where we're going to be tonight. And first, I want to say what an honor it is to be able to speak and preach at Victory. I never would have thought in my life that I'd be doing this right now. But that's the thing about Jesus, is that when you allow him into your heart, he can do the unthinkable in your life. So tonight, talking about identity, everyone has an identity. Everyone in here has an identity. Everyone outside of here has an identity. Everybody has characteristics, values, beliefs that make up your identity. Everybody has a name. My name is Josh Childs. My parents are Philip and Sandra Childs. And I value my friends. And I value my family. And I believe in Jesus Christ. And see, we might share the same values and characteristics and beliefs, but we don't share the same name. That's what makes you, you. That's how you can identify me. And people are identifying themselves with a lot of things in this world. People are identifying themselves with a lot of things in this world that isn't Christ. You can ask your grandkids, you can ask your kids when they go to school tomorrow, what other kids tell them to identify them as. I work on a college campus. I have to be careful how I identify the people I'm around instead of saying, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. They tell me to say something else. And they're bold about how they want me to identify them. They want me to know who they are. And they want me to know that I was wrong in calling them that. They're bold in who they are. But are we bold about who Christ is in our identity? Are we bold about who Christ is in our identity? As we read Matthew 10, 32 to 42, you can go ahead and stand up. Christ is speaking to the disciples. He has sent them out. He's giving them instruction. He's telling them what they're about to encounter. He's telling them to pray for people, to heal people. He's explaining to them that they're about to be persecuted. And then we get down to verse 32. And I'll begin reading. It says, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And the man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow me after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me. And he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. He receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of the disciple, surely I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the word that you've provided. Father, I pray right now that my words aren't heard, Lord, only yours. Father, I pray that you just speak to me, Lord. I pray that I'm just a vessel tonight. Father, I pray that if there's anybody in here that needs to make a decision or just needs to get right with you, Lord, that they act on it. Father, I love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In your name I pray, amen. So let's look at these first two verses. It says, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. When we confess, we declare. To declare means to speak it. It means to profess it. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we declare that he died on the cross for our sins. When we confess our sins, we declare that we are disobedient to Jesus. See, I like to read it as, therefore, whoever declares me before men, him I will also declare before my Father who is in heaven. I don't know about you, but I want Jesus to declare me to God that I am his child.
See, the value of our words are important. They hold weight. When you get to know someone in their identity, you learn who they are by the words that they say. So do people know Christ through us by the words that we say? Are you saying words of Christ? Proverbs 15:4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. Ecclesiastes 10:12, the words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool shall swallow him up. Romans 10:10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Our words matter. The biggest lie that I was ever told was sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie. I'm just going to tell you, that's false. Words hurt. Words hurt. Words have the opportunity to hurt or bring life. So which one are you bringing? Are your words speaking life? Or are your words hurting others? Are your words speaking life or are your words hurting others? Sticks and stones may break my bones. That's just so not true. I'm just going to let you know how many times I cried growing up because something was said to me. I cried a lot. Words hurt, but they can also bring life. For someone to know your identity is in Christ, you have to tell them about your identity in Christ. You have to declare it. You have to declare it as often as you can. I work with college students, and I know when they like somebody because they declare it to me. When Miranda liked Wade, she declared that she liked Wade to me. She confessed it. She confessed, I said, who's Wade? I'm kidding. But when we like things, we talk about them. If I love Jesus, I should talk about him. You should too. We like to speak about a lot of things. We like to speak about a lot of things that pertain to our identity. We like to speak about our values, our beliefs, our characteristics. This year, we may be speaking about coronavirus or sports or politics. And those things, sports and politics, they may be something you value. But I can tell you that coronavirus is real, and wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, however you feel about it, let me tell you, a mask cannot save you from the sin in your life. We can't save anybody from the sin in their lives. Whether we play sports or not, whether we have a football season, isn't going to bring salvation. It's not going to save me from the sin in my life. Matter of fact, it's going to bring the sin in my life even more because Arkansas is going to go 0-10. And last but not least, your political party can't save you or anybody from the sin in your life. So why are we talking about things that aren't eternal? Why is that our focus? John 14:6 says, for he is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one gets to God except through Jesus. That's what we should be speaking about. If you want to post something on Facebook, post about Jesus. If you want to post about something, post about Jesus. Tell somebody about Jesus. We declare Jesus. We have an opportunity to declare Jesus every day. Words matter. That's how we declare identity. Secondly, we have a confirmation of our identity in Christ. So how do we know that our identity in Christ? We know that our identity is in Christ when we put Christ first. It says, verse 34, do not think I came to bring peace on earth. I have not come to bring peace but a sword, for I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. How many of you love your mother-in-law? And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross after me and follow me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Do you love Christ more than your father? Do you love Christ more than your mother? Do you love Christ more than your mother-in-law? Do you love Christ more than the people that you love the most? Think about the person that you love the most. Think about the people that you love the most. I love my family. And if you know anything about me, You know that I value my family because I see them every week. I have to. I love them so much. But see right here, it says we had to put Christ before that. It's not saying that we can't love the people in our lives. It's not saying that we're not supposed to love them. It's just saying simply to put Christ before them. If you ask my family, if my family was here today, they're not here because of circumstances, but if you were to ask them, they were to say, we did not send Josh Childs to Arkansas Tech to become a preacher. We did not send Josh Childs to Arkansas Tech to become a preacher. And so last summer, when I did surrender to the ministry, when I did surrender to preach, I knew that I was at a crossroads in my life. I knew that I was in a crossroads in my life. See, I had to set aside my identity in my parents and surrender and say, okay, God, I'm going to obey you. And that's not easy. That's not easy. When they say, when the preacher says that he's running, it's real. You are running. But I knew it was what I had to do because I tried to do other things. And I just wasn't happy. So I decided instead of coming to church and feeling convicted and feeling sick to my stomach, because I knew I should preach, I might as well just do it. See, I love my parents so much, but I know and I understand that my parents can't get me to heaven. Kids, if you're here with your parents tonight, your parents can't get you to heaven. They can't bring you with them. Matter of fact, growing up in Conway, my dad used to pick me up from elementary school, and I used to poke his brain. See, my dad's not a preacher, but after elementary school is when I heard his best sermons, just about anything. But he would say, I asked him one day, I said, Dad, I'm your son, am I going to heaven? He said, no. He said, no, not if you don't believe in Jesus Christ. He said, heaven is real and hell is real. It's up to you. I was messed up. I know it was fifth grade, but I was like, man, I mean, I want to go to heaven, but he's my dad. And see, I can't carry my dad's cross. I have to carry my own. That's what this scripture tells us right here. It says, he does not take up his cross daily and follow after me is not worthy of me. You have to take up your own cross. You can't take up your parents' cross. You can't take up your friends' cross. Even though you may love them so much, you can't take up their cross. You have to take up your own. You have to go find God for yourself. You have to have a relationship with God for yourself. Spend time with Him. Read. Read the Word. Read His Word. If you want to know about God, read His Word. Not only was I at a crossroads with my parents when I surrendered to the ministry, but I was at a crossroads with my own self. He who finds his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. See, I didn't want to lose my life for the sake of Jesus. That's why I was running. God called me to be a preacher. I don't know what He's calling you to do. Maybe you know what He's called you to do. Or maybe you're figuring that out. But living life for Christ is a whole lot better than living life for yourself. And so, I know that, you know, there might be some preachers in here today that just haven't surrendered yet. That may be you. And if he is, just surrender. Just don't run. Don't run from it. You try to do other things in your life. When God calls you somewhere, He'll always just get you. I mean, you can try running, but He's going to catch you. Try playing tag with God. He's going to get you. He's going to get you. When He wants you, He's going to get you. And lastly, we are to take action with our identity in Christ. He receives, you receives me. Verse 40, He receives, you receives me, and He receives me, receives Him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, surely I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. See right here, Jesus is talking to his disciples. And he's calling them prophets, righteous men. And he's saying, when you guys go out here and preach, when you guys go out here and see people,
they receive me. And when they receive me, they receive God because he sent me. So your prophet is just a person that just brings God's word, brings God's message. A righteous man is one who obeys God's word. When you accepted Jesus into your heart, whether that be from a pastor, whether you heard that message from a pastor or at a camp or a camp counselor or somebody, you didn't receive them, you received Jesus.
You received Jesus.
Now, you may not be a prophet, or you may not be the righteous of righteous men. You may not be a pastor, but you're still supposed to go and tell people about Jesus. You are not excluded from it. If it were only up to preachers to tell people about Jesus, then we'd only be reaching out to a drop in the bucket of Russellville, Arkansas, in America. It's not up to preachers. It's up to everybody. We're all supposed to share identity. Matthew 28 says, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. We've got to share identity in Christ, and we've got to know that we have our identity in Christ. It's not just up to me. It's not just up to Brother Doug. It's up to everybody. You've got to share it. You've got to go tell it. You're commanded to share it. Not by me, by the word of God. So will you do it? Will you do it? Is your identity in Christ? And if it is in Christ, are you telling people about your identity in Christ? I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to turn the services to Brother Doug, and we're going to have a word of invitation. Father God, I just thank you for this day. Lord, thank you that I get to have an identity in you. Lord, I just pray that if there's anybody right now that needs to just make a decision, God, that they make one, that they move. For you are the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through you, Lord. Jesus, I love you. It's in your name I pray. Amen.